Hey, spiritual babes. Today we're going to talk about numerology, and this is the first part. So numerology is the belief that numbers have spiritual meaning. The practice of numerology dates all the way back to thousands of years. Okay, ancient Egyptians believed in seven paths to heaven, 11 dimensions, and 13 brought bad luck. 2,500 years ago, Greek mathematician and practitioner and philosopher Pythagoras popularized that certain numbers held mystical significance. Okay, so he said that odd numbers were for males and even numbers were for females. Okay, that 4 equal justice and 10 equal perfection. Western numerology descends from this system. Calculating the words in a number allows deeper insight into a person's life just off their name. Indian numerology also paid attention to one's birth date. So with numerology, it can be a form of spiritual self-care or ways to uncover tendencies and patterns in ourselves. Okay, when one begins to practice numerology, you can understand your inner self and manifest your true purpose, unlocking the mysteries and impressions and important numbers in your life. When using numerology, you create a deeper connection not only with yourself, but with friends and family. And you also develop a better understanding into the endless possibilities, the possibilities before you. Okay, so we have a destiny number, a heart's desire number, a life path number, and a personality number. And now the next segment, we'll get all into this.